Exercise 2, page 155.
Today, I'm joined by earthquake expert Dr. Mary Wolford. With earthquakes so much in the news lately, she's got some good advice on how we can protect ourselves from them. Dr. Wolford, welcome.
Hello.
Many parts of the world are prone to earthquakes. I suppose the obvious question is what you should do if one happens. I heard the best thing is to stand under a doorframe.
For many years, people were advised to stand in doorways during an earthquake. But the thinking has changed. In modern buildings, doorways are no stronger than the rest of the structure and provide no real shelter. It is now recommended to take shelter under a strong desk or table.
So, in an earthquake zone, you should make sure you have a solid table somewhere in your home, with enough room for you to crawl under it.
That's good advice. People in earthquake zones are told to remember these three words: drop, cover, and hold. In other words, get on the floor under a desk, table, or other large object and hold on to it.
What if you can't get under a table or desk?
You should sit on the floor against a wall, well away from windows and tall furniture.
To try and avoid being hit by flying objects?
Exactly. In fact, people in earthquake-prone countries are advised to attach heavy pieces of furniture to the walls, if possible.
And if the worst happens and you do get trapped after an earthquake?
You should always have a survival kit in each room. It should contain enough food and water for several days and some warm clothes. A light and a whistle are also a good idea.
Why is that?
They are a valuable way of letting rescuers know where you are.